Hi, this is Christy. How are you today?
I'm good.
Good. I want to let you know the rest of our call is recorded for quality and training purposes. I just have to verify a few more things before I can process the order for the new posters.
Okay.
Now, Amanda, you indicated that you have only one location that employees work out of?
Yes.
All right. And if you post these in just one area of the workplace, all employees will have regular access to the information as the law requires? Okay. I'll have the new postings to you in about 7 to 10 days. The complete set will include all current state, federal, and OSHA requirements, as well as free updates on any and all changes that occur throughout the year so that you remain in full compliance with the government. The annual fee with shipping and handling is $67.25, and for payment, we can take either check by phone or credit card. We accept Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover. How did you want to take care of that?
Do you have one on file for us?
No, we wouldn't, because we encrypt, anytime you make a payment, we encrypt your payment information immediately for your protection. So.
Okay. One second. Let me grab
sure.
the credit card information.
All right.
Okay. And this is something that we have to have up, you know, the state requires us to have this up, correct?
The state and federal government both require all employers to have the labor laws not only posted but current, and there's a change that took effect.
Is this every year or every couple of years? When does that run out?
Well, actually, ours runs out in a year. You have to update as the laws change, which actually can be more frequently than once a year.
Yeah.
But like I was saying, we supply you with free updates all year, so if anything else changes, we basically ship you new posters with the current information at no cost.
Oh, okay.
And then in 2013, if there's another change, you'll have to reorder.
Okay.
Also, I was looking over your information. The state of Kansas, they now have a smoke-free law, and part of that law requires all employers to clearly post no smoking signs with the state-specific legislation, short-form verbiage, of course, of the state-specific legislation at all entrances to any indoor work area. So I can include those if you need them. I just need to know how many entrances you've got. Because you're risking fines from the state if you don't have those posted with a specific statute on them.
Right. Yeah, we just have one entrance.
Okay. I'll add a no smoking sign. And I do have to ask you as well, because of additional legislation that took effect this year, does your company have any government contracts where you do work for or on behalf of the federal government for any reason?
No.
Okay. You don't anticipate that being in the course of business for the year?
No.
All right, if that changes for any reason, please call us and let us know, because there's some pretty severe penalties for noncompliance on that new posting requirement. Now, do you guys have to post safety signs? Does OSHA require that of you, or is it something you want to post anyway just for a precautionary measure?
Safety, like for what?
Like covering, we carry a 4-pack of safety posters just saying, you know, one says keep work areas clean, the other says lift with your legs, not your back, and the other are general safety posters, just... think safety, work safely, that type of thing?
I don't think so.
You don't do any heavy lifting or anything there where
no.
you could think of? Okay. No. And then did you want
women's
to post...
health.
Oh, okay. Did you want to post CPR or anti-choking procedure for precautionary measures?
No.
And did you need hand washing? Okay.
No.
You don't need any hand-washing signs for the restrooms or throughout the work area? Okay. The only other thing I would recommend with your order would be the lawsuit preventions that we carry. It addresses the three most problematic areas in the workplace and the three leading reasons employees end up suing for not a strict enough policy being in place and well implemented, because by law, employers have to protect their workers from work-related conflicts and implement a strict company policy to do so. The issues it covers are sexual harassment, violence, and drug use or distribution. There's one poster for each of those topics prohibiting that kind of behavior. And the whole point behind that set is to post it where your employees see it on a regular basis so that your policy is out there and well implemented and your employees are well informed. And in doing so, you just further protect yourself as an employer, not to mention make sure you're in compliance with that law. But that set is actually discounted $20 off right now and covers you as long as you're in business without you ever having to update it. And if you don't have something like that posted, I do strongly suggest including it.
Well, can I actually take your name and number and have Dr. Stoner Bryan call you and just make sure that she doesn't need anything else posted?
Yeah, in fact, our number, if you want her, if you want to leave that decision up to her, our number will be on the receipt we're sending, and all of our contact information, our address, our office hours, everything will be on that. Now, that one's optional. The labor law and the no smoking, those obviously aren't. So
right,
let's get those out so that you're at least in compliance and avoiding potential fines there. And then if she wants the other one. Oh, absolutely, yeah. If she wants the other one, tell her to call back. I'll put a note on file so that she can still get the $20 discount. She'll just have to reference the order number.
Okay.
So we're sending to your attention Amanda Sibyl to Trey Stools Medical Clinic and Spa, 503 Oregon Street, Hiawatha, Kansas, 66434.
Yes.
All right. It'll be $87.50, and I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
It's 4802-1371-0313-0409.
And the expiration date, please?
6/12.
Okay. Let me process payment on that. You'll have your posters and receipt within 7 to 10 days. And your order number that will appear on the receipt I'm sending you is 147-9975.
Okay.
And you're all set. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Thanks.
Thanks. Bye.